I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is this the year where we restore liberty to these United States of America and everyone in it? That's the question as we start the Robert Scott Bell Show this week on GCNLive.com and everywhere else around, TalkStreamLive.com. Welcome, welcome. Happy New Year, everybody. We are in 2011, and it is a stunning thing to consider. We survived 2010, and yet we're still here. We're still alive. We can take a lot. We can take a lot, and we can dish out a lot here. And this is what I want you to know about, because we got to cover some constitutional issues as we start off the new year in 2011 on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Political healing on tap. Serious political healing on tap. Your Constitution, our Constitution, been under assault for a long time, and it's time to restore integrity to it. Defending the Constitution this year, taking that oath of office, even though we're not officially in office. Most people that listen, although I know I have some people in the political realm actually in office that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, they take that oath. Do they take it seriously? If they listen to this show, they probably do. And on January 2nd, 2011, it's time to take the oath of office and hold all others who have taken that same oath accountable. As the government and non-governmental threat to health freedom continues to rise, this special New Year edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show focuses on healing of a political and practical nature. Question, does the Constitution matter? Well, it matters to this starfish. If you know the story about the kid who was throwing starfish back into the water. Hundreds, thousands of starfish on the beach. And he was walking down with his mom, and he was picking up every starfish he could find and throwing it into the water. And she says to him, "How come you're throwing all those starfish back? There's too many. What does it matter? What does it matter?" And the little boy answered, "It matters to this starfish. It matters to this starfish." And I realize that I'm not under the delusion that we can save everybody, that we can salvage everything. I recognize there will be casualties, as the Constitution not only is under assault, but the American people are under assault from their own government, both from the left and the right, for too long. And that many may not survive the transformation of consciousness that's coming, for lack of a better way to say it. And that's just the reality of which we can only speak to those who are ready to hear the message. When you talk about what I talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we recognize there are some people that are not ready, even after all of this assault, all of this cancer, all of this brutality. As the government destroys the Constitution, as the government recognizes not that you have a fundamental right to life, liberty, and property, but that they bestow rights upon you and that they can take them away at will, whenever they decide that the right that you hold is inconvenient. Of course, that is not the definition of a right. A right is something that cannot be removed from you. As my dear friend Michael Bednarik wrote about it in his book, The Foundation of Your Constitutional Liberties, Good to Be King. You can't remove the heavy from a stone. You can't remove your rights from you. You can allow your rights to be trampled upon. And one of the biggest that we're seeing and have seen for a long time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show is your right to care for your health. The right to care for your health the way you believe, not the way anybody else does, as long as you violate nobody else's rights. And that's why we're going to be talking about defense of your Constitution in 2011. We're only ramping it up higher with some political healing here. And this actually today's show, I'm going to let you know, we got Bryce Shanka dropping by from the 10th Amendment Center. We're going to talk about the 10th Amendment Center Nullify Now tour. later in the month, January 29th, that's a Saturday, we'll be in Phoenix, Arizona, and we'll be speaking at, I will be speaking at, among many others, including Governor Gary Johnson and others that believe in limited government and believe in taking back the power that was kind of, oh, we lost it. We let everybody take it away from us. And we're restoring that this year for those who are ready, for those who are ready. Scott Kennedy will join me with a whole food nutrition update as we've got to restore whole food integrity to the food supply. To those that want to be free, you must be healthy or else you will become dependent upon Obamacare. And that is not a good place to be dependent. It is a form of slavery. And I know slavery is a strong word, too strong for some, but it is the truth. If you are dependent by force, you are a slave. And, of course, if you don't eat right, that inevitable outcome may come to pass. And I don't want to see that happen for you. Not at all. And we'll also have Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is rocking the health world with me later on this show today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You can check out the notes at robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com, and you'll be able to plug into everything we're doing today, link through all the things that we've done, including some fantastic writing by Mike Adams, a new declaration of health freedom, I would call it. We're going to talk with him about that. My dear friend Liam Sheff, great investigative journalist and writer in his own right, will be with us talking about some positive steps we can take in 2011 to stem the tide of the bleeding, if you will, the bloodletting of liberty, to restore integrity to your right to life, liberty, and property. What can you do? Very positive stuff happening here on the United States of Health Talk Radio. Very excited about that. We've got a lot of exciting things happening in 2011. The phone number, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. And does the Constitution matter? The big question here, and I've talked about it in terms of the U.S. Constitution, but I also talk about it in terms of your personal Constitution. When we talk about the U.S. Constitution, we take an oath. We say, Robert Scott Bell, do solemnly affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign or domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter, so help me God. There's a new Congress about to be sworn in. Of course, there's a new sheriff in town here on radio, and that's Robert Scott Bell, but we're talking about those that are serving the Constitution, aligning themselves with it, and the fact that so many have forgotten all about it. And liberals, the great defenders of liberty, right? These the social libertarians, what do you want to call them? They're abandoning the Constitution as fast as they can. You don't believe me? Listen to this. This liberal star blogger, Ezra Klein, what he says about the Constitution. Go ahead and run clip one.
When Republicans take over next week, they're going to do something that apparently has never been done in the 221-year history of the House of Representatives. They are going to read the Constitution aloud. Is this a gimmick?
Yes, it's a gimmick. I mean, you could say two things about it. One is that it has no binding power on anything. And the issue of the Constitution is not that people don't read the text and think they're following. The issue of the Constitution is that the text is confusing because it was written more than 100 years ago. And what people believe it says differs from person to person and differs depending on what they want to get done. So I wouldn't expect too much coming out of this.
It differs depending on what they want to get done. In other words, if we want to force you to accept the mandate, and then you have to buy into allopathic pharmaceutical pseudoscience, then that's okay, because we change what it means. And these are the guys, they used to be for freedom, and now they're all about saying, well, the Constitution is anachronistic, right? You've heard Dr. Ron Paul bring up the Constitution, even among conservative Republicans, so-called, and they say, oh, that's anachronistic. You can't really be serious about that Constitution, can you? It's over 100 years old. And then when he says it's not really binding, of course, you could say, well, he's just talking about the fact that they're reading it, right? Like it's a gimmick. Okay, great. What do you want to call it? Fine. But that because they've read it, it's not binding? What, it was binding the time they took the oath of office. Yet they completely disregard the Constitution upon entry into service. And if you think it's just the left, I got another thing coming from you. You should hear Dr. Tom Coburn. We'll get to that clip. But Coburn, who's a medical doctor, stood against the language of the Food Safety Modernization Act. You remember that? We talked about that a lot last year. And, the stroke of midnight, the Republicans in the Senate backed down and did not object to it. And it went through and sailed through with a continuing funding resolution for the federal government, which tells you the integrity that the so-called Republicans that have been in service in Congress, in the Senate, of which they're not serving. And so we're going to find out with the new class of Tea Party Republicans coming in, are they going to be serious about it? Is Dr. Rand Paul, I have good hopes for Dr. Rand Paul based on his father's integrity, that he'll stand for something. We'll see, though, because most everybody else that's gone in there have abandoned that which they swore or affirmed an oath to uphold, defend, protect, which is what we do here on the United States of Health Talk Radio every week on Genesis Communications Network, on GCN Live, through TalkStreamLive.com, through Bold Voices, all around the World Wide Web, to all of my Facebook friends, to all of those listening or getting the tweets, the Twitters, all of that. We've got lots more to do this year. This is just the beginning of the restoration of health, freedom, and liberty on our shores. And we are sure to be up to the task. We've got Bryce Shonka from the 10th Amendment Center joining me soon. We may even hear from Barack Obama. What is his perspective on the Constitution? Oh, my gosh, you will not believe. Maybe you have. You've watched this guy in action. We also have Scott Kennedy. We've got Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. We've got Liam Sheff and a whole lot of you coming up next on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stay with me. This is Robert Scott Bell introducing you to Pharmacy Health. That's pharmacy with an F and an S. Pharmacy Super Sea Veg is a 12-species blend of whole, organic, red, brown, and green sea plants imported from pristine oceans from around the world. Scott Kennedy, president of Pharmacy Health and creator of Super Sea Veg, has made it his life's work to bring superior whole plant nutrition to Americans in vegetable capsules. Super Sea Veg contains all the elements necessary for cell regeneration and repair, moving your body towards homeostasis. Super Sea Veg is a true dietary food supplement, including vitamin D, that feeds our bodies what we're missing. Super Sea Veg balances the pH of the blood and strengthens the immune system. Pharmacy Health's introductory offer is exclusive to my listeners. That's you. Buy two bottles of Super Sea Veg and get one bottle free. Go to SuperSeaVeg.com and type in the code word FREESHIP to receive free shipping and handling on your first order. Or call 1-800-893-VEGG. That's 1-800-893-8344.
Fact. Wood burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder, well, now you've got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, here we go. This hour, out-creating nutrition interventionists. That's right, the government wants to intervene in your right to life, liberty, and property, primarily by telling you what you can't eat. We're going to go more into that with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, later on in the show today. Also talking about the things you can do in 2011 to restore liberty. And one of those things is right here, right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show, my dear friend Bryce Shanka from the 10th Amendment Center, keying into the Nullify Now tour of this year. Bryce, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Robert, how you doing? Glad to be back.
Well, it's good. It's a new year and a refreshing start here, restoring liberty. And, you know, saying no to the federal government, which is the concept, I suppose, of the 10th Amendment, means also we have to say yes to something else. And I think that's kind of the thing we're talking about with the Nullify Now tours that are coming up through the 10th Amendment Center this year.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we've seen a lot of the Tea Parties and the 912ers and many other groups get active and really raise their voice, but to what direction? And what people have found is that what we're doing over at 10th Amendment Center represents a solid direction, and that is nullification. That is gathering together as states and saying no to unconstitutional federal mandates, whether that be S-510 or Obamacare or any of these other attempts to go outside of their boundaries as set by the Constitution.
Yeah, it's very simple, but it's sort of lost to history. Like the liberals in regards to this blogger that believe in what Ezra Klein is saying are saying that, well, the Constitution's so old. It's over 100. We don't even know what it means anymore. So I guess that means they can make it mean whatever they want.
Well, that's one view, but what the founders intended for was for us to listen to them, and they were intending to provide us with tools that would last forever. And those tools were not centered on anything based in the late 1700s. They were based in just the sheer concept of liberty and the concept that decisions made closer to home are better decisions than ones made 3,000 miles away by some bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. And that's the prevailing wisdom that they used to write the Constitution. And Thomas Jefferson said that when the federal government starts to pass laws that are unconstitutional, the rightful remedy is to gather together as states and declare those laws null, void, and of no force, which means we don't even acknowledge them as states.
Yeah, this is a beautiful thing. I've referenced it in terms of nonviolence in regards to peaceful ways where we can create revolutionary things. You know, a lot of people are geared up and they're very angry, and rightfully so, about so many things, these violations to life, liberty, and property. But not every response needs be a violent response, and this is a beautiful thing because the states could simply just say no. And there's already evidence that it has occurred, not only in history 100 or more years ago, like Ezra Klein says, it's too old, we don't get it, but things that have happened within the last few years show that the 10th Amendment is still in force.
Oh, sure. If you look at the history of the medical marijuana movement in California, for instance, that is a great example of what happens when a state and the people of a state come together and say, you know what, we're not going to recognize your unconstitutional drug war. We're going to do this because we think it's good for us, and we have the numbers in this state. And so they did it. And did you see, tanks rolling through the streets in California somewhere? No. The feds basically backpedaled. And, they have gotten to the point now where they're saying, oh, no, don't legalize. We don't like that. But you know what? That may come to a vote in California this year for legalization of marijuana. And, the federal government doesn't have a right to stop it. And there's nothing in the Constitution that backs their prohibition. And that looks like what may happen.
Well, look, whatever anybody out there believes about the illegality, legality, morality, immorality about any of the plants that God created, the reality is that a federal government believes that it can dictate to you and I what we can put in our body, what I can put in my body. And that means, of course, organic whole foods, non-genetically modified as well. I mean, this thing goes back to the heart of the heart of everything. The ability to create, let's say, food, to grow our own food without being obstructed under the so-called Commerce Clause without end in the Constitution. Because we have evidence going back many years, the Supreme Court decided that if you're engaged in growing something, that means you're not going to buy it from somewhere else. Therefore, you're in violation of the Commerce Clause. We can regulate you and stop you from growing your own food.
Yeah, that's right. Even Supreme Court justices, Justice Clarence Thomas, after the Gonzalez versus Ray decision came down in 2006, said that if they're going to use the Commerce Clause in this way, then they're giving themselves the power to prohibit and regulate everything under the sun. And that's paraphrasing, but that's effectively what he recognized even from the federal Supreme Court. So, yes, the twisted use of the Commerce Clause is bad for those who seek to go outside of the industrial agricultural machine and to eat healthy food, as we're seeing again with S-510, which is the most recent violation, of course.
Yes.
All of these things need to be turned back. I mean, this is not something that they were ever authorized to look after. They're supposed to do a very, short list of things, around 35 things, protect us from foreign invasion, you know, postal roads, some of the very basics, going into the food supply, going into medical care, absolutely not their area of jurisdiction as set forth by the Constitution and the founders.
And absolutely no expertise except the expertise to screw it up as bad as they have. And we're looking also at the book by Tom Woods, which needs to get out there even further, called Nullification. And he talked about how would you expect the Supreme Court, for instance, people think, well, that's the arbiter, the ultimate arbiter of what is constitutional or not is the federal Supreme Court. Why should the federal court rule against its own power? And that is, you know, what we see in certain things that have happened that they've claimed to be constitutional that are clearly not. That's why the 10th Amendment had to have force before many of the states were willing to even ratify the Constitution.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And so what we're doing is we're putting together a series of events called Nullify Now. And we've decided we started off with a website at 10th Amendment Center. And we realized that we really have to get out there and bring people together in this cause. And the movement is growing, in an incredible rate. And so we're getting together folks in different cities across the country. We've got, somewhere around 10 dates set in various degrees for the first 6 months of the year. We're going to be in Phoenix, Arizona on January 29th at the Phoenix Sheraton. For a fantastic event, we're going to have Sheriff Mack talking about some of his approaches to unconstitutional action. We're going to have Governor Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico, who's a great champion of small government versus big government. He's going to be speaking. We're going to have Michael Bolden, the founder of 10th Amendment Center, and a host of other local faces there in Arizona. That's just one example. And then we're moving on to Minneapolis. We'll be back in Austin, Texas, New Hampshire. The list is too long for me to rattle off here. So I just advise everyone who's interested in this, go to nullifynow.com.
Yes.
And take a look at our list of cities. And please come join us because
and
this is the way forward.
Bryce, I have a link up at robertscottbell.com, of course. And I will also be there speaking at the Phoenix event, the first one of 2011, January 29th. Nullifynow.com. Again, we've got it plugged in, and I want all of you to participate somewhere. If there's a city near you, find a way to get there. This is life-transforming, empowering, freedom-restoring movement in a nonviolent way. Imagine that. Bryce Shonka, thank you so much. You and Michael Bolden for all your great work in putting freedom back on the map.
Thank you, Robert. Looking forward to seeing you there in Phoenix.
That's right. Well, we're going to rock the health world every week until then, and then some more. Stay with me. We're going to do some whole food updates after the break with Scott Kennedy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Willing to go where the truth takes it. Here's Robert.
You know, when I talk about the threats to health freedom, they come from without, they come from within. Heck, they come from the vitamin industry, believe it or not. That's right. Actually, I got to steal myself for an Obama clip a little later in the segment to kind of hear what he says about the Constitution so you have a sense of how far we've strayed from what is right and true in this country, and that is your freedom to heal, your freedom to feed your family the whole foods of creation rather than the abominations of genetic modifications. And, you know, this is a very important part of what we do on this show. You know, yes, I'm going to bring to you, obviously, a lot of things that you can utilize for healing yourself, healing your family, healing your communities. Whatever it is, your passion, your mission in life, that's what we want to acknowledge and identify and shore it up here. Because so many of us throughout the ages, much less this age, have kind of lost sight that we are here for a reason. We have a purpose for being, and each of us has to discover what that is and then go out and do it. And yet, in so many ways, our own government is standing in the way or attempting to stand in the way. You know, the biggest overreach of the feds has been the most recent passage of the language of the Food Safety Modernization Act, which would basically cause a prohibition of small family farms. And then you have people say, oh, no, that's just an exaggeration. There's an exception. Well, if you want to ask for permission to be an exception, and unless you're a large multinational corporation with no allegiance to any nation or state, they're not likely to grant you that exemption or exception, like McDonald's was granted an exemption to Obamacare, right? These are the big boys. They play the big bucks, and they pay off these people in Congress to sell you out. And that's not, of course, what we do here. And we talk about restoration of the right to heal, the right to life, liberty, and property. These are not just sayings. These are not just slogans, as Ezra Pound or, no, what's the guy's name? Ezra Klein says. Oh, it's 100 years old. It's confusing. We don't know what the Constitution means. It's not binding. Yes, bind them down with the chains of the Constitution. They were just saying that for the fun of it, right? And then if you think the federal government, the Supreme Court's going to save you, you're looking to something that is, again, external to you. And the concept of health sovereignty is not a collective concept. It's only an individual concept because you can't be collectively free. You can only be individually free unless you are part of the Borg. The Star Trek Borg Collective. No, you are an individual. You are a divine spark. And you have the right to life, liberty, and property and to take care of your family the way you believe, as long as you harm no one else in the process. Yet everything the federal government is approving is harming us in the process. And as I mentioned, the vitamin companies also that are pharmaceutical, putting out synthetic isolates and claiming to be healthy and good for you. And that's why I have my dear friend, Scott Kennedy, on with the Whole Food Nutrition Update. Scott, I went a little long in this segment, but we've got more to do this hour, so don't worry. But it's, hey, Happy New Year, Scott Kennedy. Welcome back.
Robert, thank you. It's hard to follow that. I mean, I wish you'd just keep going. I mean, it's so touching how you're really a proponent for freedom and the mannerism of the American Revolution. And it is a revolution. And you're a leader in that area, so don't ever stop. I mean, the idea that I can be on your show to support and encourage you and also validate what you're saying is it's just an honor. You're almost the only one saying it in mainstream media. It's being said beneath the surface and under the radar, but it's coming up like a good, solid plant. And really, a revolution is just going back to the place where we began and knowing it for the first time. And really, we're just knowing what it means to have our own health and take care of ourselves and understand our own biology and not give it to someone else, least of all, a sorcerer's apprentice, which is what the government is. Pharmacopoeia means sorcery, and the apprentice is the FDA.
Hey, Scott, you know, I like to think of in terms of, as you said, in a way, but it's almost like remembering. We've forgotten. I mean, we learn from our ancestors and from history, and we've just forgotten. We've kind of gotten away from that because, as Ezra Klein, the liberal blogger, says, well, it's 100 years old. It's confusing. No, it's not. Principles that are timeless, they're immemorial, they do not expire, nor does the information on the Robert Scott Bell Show expire. That's why we don't need synthetic preservatives or any nutrients to get us by. We need whole food. And we're going to be back with more of the Whole Food Nutrition Update with my dear friend Scott Kennedy from Pharmacy Super Sea Veg. And we'll talk more about the 10th Amendment Center Nullify Now upcoming event. Stay with me. Coming right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12+. Dr. Ohira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12+ the finest of its kind? It works, and works well. Call us toll-free 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Right! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, you wonder why Godzilla survived the radiation. He was probably eating loads of seaweed. I was just thinking about that back then, born out of that. And the seaweed, of course, living food, living vegetation, whole food, selenium that counteracts the oxidative stress and the damage, the aging that occurs from toxins of all kinds, including radiation. And, of course, the people that help us to defend our liberty include Scott Kennedy, my dear friend from pharmacy. That's with an F and an S, like farming the sea. Super Sea Veg, welcome back to the United States of Health Talk Radio, Scott. Appreciate all your help.
Yeah, thank you, Robert. You talked about sovereignty and freedom, the freedom to be healthy. Well, our first land and our first ground is our own body. And for the men out there, you know, we have to take care of ourselves. We've heard it in the past. You know, take care of yourself first, and a good man takes care of himself. Better man takes care of his family, and an even better man takes care of other people's families, and that's what we need more of. We need you need men to stand up and say, look, you know, I care about women and children and the elderly, and I'm not here to exploit them with sorcery and in the name of medicine. And it's not that complicated. It really is pretty simple. That you are made of a lot of different organic parts. Get them every day, and it's the little things that count. And if you do that every day, it seems like the body knows how to utilize it to heal whatever's wrong with it, because it's programmed genetically to be perfectly healthy.
Yeah, it is. And the thing is, we've lost sight of that, the idea that we could synthesize all life. You don't have synthetic cells unless you're a robot. And we're talking about humanity and even animal kind in this context. The way we've grown throughout the histories of as far back as history goes is through whole food nutrients, if you will. And what we're trying to do is restore that, because it's the only way, honestly, Scott, that we can restore it on a political level. Because if you've got a lot of diseased people running around trying to acknowledge a constitution when they've disavowed knowledge of their own constitution, it doesn't work. They've disintegrated all life. We're reintegrating that with the whole foods.
It really doesn't work, Robin. That's exactly right. And, I mean, it affects your brain. I mean, all our bodies are like a temple, and there's three parts: the emotional, spiritual, the intellectual, and then the physical. It's like the holy place, most holy place in the court roundabout of the ancient temple, which was designed perfectly. And so if we get that thing working right, you know, we have these Asian people eating seaweed every day, 7 grams, and they're, you know, it's electronic. They're wizards when it comes to focus and attention and IQ and concentration. but they don't have that feeling of freedom and the American ideal and the American spirit. So if I put that together, we put that kind of nutrition and that kind of power together with the spirit that's built this country, you know, we can get back in a leadership role and take over this corporatocracy that's ruling the world, and everything's going corporate and government. And as far as I'm concerned, they're just big mafias.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, there's a lot of confusion about the idea of corporations. I don't see them per se as being evil, except what humans do with corporations. And of course, when the federal government or any state government grants this artificial creation of the state the right, if you call it a right, to exist, they unfortunately have been given powers and rights that they don't acknowledge the humans have. And that's where it's gone really awry, and we're in a lot of trouble because of that.
Well, intrinsically, corporations are not that. And I just watched The Corporation, that two- or three-year-old documentary. And there's a number of wonderful documentaries coming out about the whole meltdown of the economy and everything on Netflix and everywhere else. I mean, there is the information out there that we can really learn fast. But you're right. The corporations are intrinsically okay, but their identities without hearts. And that's where we get into trouble, when men or women or people or companies do things without the moral compass of a heart or of a compassionate, caring heart. You know, they exploit their own children and their own family and, you know, their own bodies. And that's where the corporation gets away from. It's like the separation of church and state on crack. It's like, how far can you separate it?
Yeah.
You know, Monday through Saturday, I can exploit everyone in the world, but on Sunday, I go to church, and that's really what the new Christian ethic has been, and it's not working.
Yeah, you said it right. You can't separate your spiritual life from your whole life, because that's what it is. And of course, that disintegration has been foisted upon us and accepted, unfortunately, by people maybe that were too trusting and ignorant of certain things. And of course, the men that are doing this are very arrogant, and that they would like to lead over us and lead us to ruin. In fact, the country is borderline bankruptcy because of this concept of intervention in everybody's business. And that is domestic as well. As we talk about this hour, nutritional interventionism. And what we want to do is free that up, the freedom to heal and the freedom to do what you're doing. Scott, we're just about out of time here. How do people reach you and get the Super C Veg?
We're redoing our website, Robert, and we're going to extend the free shipping. You know, the RSB, if they put that in the coupon code, they'll see our website changing in the next 90 days. We've got three new products, the kids, the chewable. Everything's coming out this year. We're looking for a fabulous year. You're going to see me on TV and maybe even you, Robert. So just keep listening, and thank you again for the audience.
God bless you. Thank you also for supporting us at Nullify Now in Phoenix in January. I hope you all see us there. We'll be there. We're coming right back with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799.
You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
For those who love liberty, you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for being a part of the place where health, freedom, and liberty lives in media every week. And lots of exciting new things happening in 2011. You'll just have to stand by. We got Mike Adams coming up a little later, as well as my dear friend Liam Sheff. I want to thank Scott Kennedy as well as Bryce Shanka. We'll all be together at the Nullify Now conference in Phoenix, January 29th. Please plan, if you're anywhere near that area, come to that. What an event. Life-changing in a powerful, powerful way. And, of course, we talked about the liberal blogger Ezra Klein dissing the Constitution. It's got no binding power on anything. Of course, what's the point of having one then? And then we got to go up to the executive branch, right to the highest level. And we've got Barack Obama, right? You heard of him? And his perspective is rather interesting. How did he get to be president again? Oh, yeah, because everybody hated Bush. As I said, if it weren't for Bush, you wouldn't have Obama, and they all set each other up. And that's why equal opportunity offender here in that regard, because if you violate life, liberty, or property, I don't care if you've got an R or a D by your name. That doesn't matter. It's what you do. What you do. Don't tell me about your label. Tell me what you do. Show me what you do. And we got Barack Obama talking about it. He's got a weird view, I just say it that way, of the Constitution. And we're going to hear from Barack Obama right now.
The Supreme Court never ventured into the issues of redistribution of wealth and sort of more basic issues of political and economic justice in the society. And to that extent, as radical as I think people tried to characterize the Warren Court, it wasn't that radical. It didn't break free from the essential constraints that were placed by the Founding Fathers in the Constitution, at least as it's been interpreted, and Warren Court interpreted it in the same way that generally the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties, says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
What? You know, he says this, Barack Obama says it's what the states can't do to you, it's what the feds can't do to you, but then he says, but it doesn't say what they must do to you. So he's going to make that, I mean, it's very clear. It's not a complex document. They're actually going to read it, even though Ezra and other liberals don't think it's binding, the federal government is supposed to do very little, a fraction of what. And people, you know, that say, let's cut X amount of dollars off the budget. Let's go back 10 years to 2001. And they say that's radical. Like, you know, we couldn't function at 2001 levels, or how about 1991 levels? Of course, the government was already too big then. But here you have the chief executive officer of the corporation of the United States saying, well, it doesn't say what the state government must do on your behalf. Well, it's already in the Constitution. You just can't make up the other stuff unless you say the general welfare clause means that, well, they really meant to say specific welfare clause. And they also meant that not only the welfare for so-called individuals out there was so critical, but also welfare for corporations. Because corporatism or corporate welfare has become as big or bigger. And they're both equally evil. There's no place in a republic that founds itself, acknowledging and defending individual liberty. To go in there and take from some and give to others. Now, I freely give of my time and sometimes money to help others in need. I do that because I want to, because I choose to do to, because I, you know, I look and I say, oh, I can make a better assessment than a federal, even a state level government can do to help those that need help. But the encroachment, the violation, the interventionism, and I don't mean this just on a foreign level, but the domestic intervention is taken to new lows now with the Food Safety Modernization Act, where the federal government has already declared war on you. Do you understand this? They declared war on backyard farms. They've declared war on small organic family farmers that raise cows that want to simply provide a product that people in a community want, like those that are waking up to the reality that ever since there's been raw milk on planet Earth and humans figured out they could drink it and be pretty fine. And suddenly in the year 20th century sometime, they said, oh, well, Louis Pasteur came around and said pasteurization is the best thing since sliced whatever. What did they slice back then? And, of course, at that point in time, we altered the whole nature of nature herself by violating it and altering the nutritional content by wiping out the microbial flora that was beneficial that made nutrition available to you, which is why your gut ecology is so essential to everything, which is why we had Dr. Fred Pescatorian in the end of last year talking about the gut ecology and the Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus to replenish the good guys and gals in your gut that make everything possible, digestion and immune function. And yet it's the first thing the federal government declares war upon, microbes. You got more microbes in your body than you have cells, human cells in your body. You got that? And the federal government has declared war on those microbes, war on the microbes in the soil. And it disavows all knowledge of the fact that we live in symbiosis with those microbes, the soil itself teeming with them, hundreds of billions, if we talk Carl Sagan term, billions and billions of microbes in the soil making nutrients available to the food, and yet that soil has been robbed of those nutrients via chemical manufacture, agriculture, big multinationals that want to control your food and limit your choices. And that is what the Food Safety Modernization Act is all about. Limiting your choices, empowering the federal government that is already too much power, and violating your right to life, liberty, and property. And they think Osama bin Laden was bad. Look at what they're going to do if you let them in 2011. And even Dr. Coburn, Senator Coburn, we're going to hear from him in the next hour with Mike Adams, back down on his supposed principle that he would not let this pass in the Senate. And he backed down, which is why you put your faith in man, you're going to be disappointed. However, if you bind them down with the chains of the Constitution, it's not faith that they'll follow it. You're going to force them to follow it. And that's what government is, unfortunately. Whether you like it or not, it is force. And they're utilizing force and fraud against you and me. However, once you've woken up and you've listened to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you read Mike Adams' stuff at Natural News, you realize the lies do not affect you the same way. You can see through them, and you are empowered now to grow healthily and happily and help your family and defend them properly. Not in violation of their rights, but in support of their rights to life, liberty, and property, which is what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show every week. Mike Adams coming up, Liam Sheff, lots more healing to go, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.